You see, look at it this way. I don't come from London. I come from Manchester. I come from a town not far from Liverpool, where the Beatles come from. In other words, I'm a provincial. I was brought up to speak with a provincial accent, you know, like, you know, speaking like that, you know, in that manner. Not the way I'm speaking to you, because you could probably not understand what I'd be saying if I spoke in that manner all the time. But that's the way I was brought up to speak. You could not tolerate the notion of being cut off from the mainstream. You know, there we are up in Manchester. Okay, we can have our own little provincial culture, our own little provincial theatres, our provincial organs, but the action is down there in London. And of course, the action is there with the, its name is New York. The action's there with, like, you want to be noticed. Now, I've never been noticed, I feel. I feel that my mother has let me down in that I have not been to Oxford, I have not been to Cambridge, I have not been to Eton, I have not been to Harrow. I've missed those initial opportunities which produced a ruling class. You know, the ruling class in England came from there. And it's still true in England that if you're not an Oxford graduate or a Cambridge graduate, you're not of much account. If you're a Manchester graduate or a graduate of Exeter University, which, of course, is your twin in England, is it not? Mm-hmm, Kenyon's yes, twin. Right. This is not terribly important to the world. And if we come from a provincial background, we can't help feeling resentful that this other establishment wedge of society has got all the plums and we've been left out.